malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
Oh, sing a little bit. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Trumpy Tuesday edition. Trump has announced he's rallying in Waukesha, Wisconsin next Friday. That's August 5th. I'll be there. We'll see if Dom joins me. But I'll take you with our fair audience. Like it or not, I'm doing, you know, like, what is it? The thing they used to do where you talk over the movie and you make
Mystery Science Theater 2000 kind of style.
I was thinking something like that, Dom, that we've done many broadcasts like that. We did Scott Walker State of the Union like that after he credentialed us, then sent someone in on a federal holiday to withdraw our credentials. That sort of started the tradition, Dom. So we'll play it out. But I could use a co-commentator because I got some commentary in mind during the live event. So
you need a wingman, someone to watch your back beating in a crowd of a bunch of, you know, coup-supporting Trumpsters.
Yeah, that's what I need you, just in case I get in a fight. I need Dom for... I'd take Fancy Brian if that was the actual motive. Dominic, you know, Trump spoke earlier today. A little rally in D.C. Had a few new things to say. And before I get there, do you see that... apparently, Mike Pompeo is in negotiations to give testimony to the January 6th committee. So they're still active. Whether or not there are public hearings until the fall, they're still active. But let me tell you about Trump.
I think Pompeo might be on the docket. I don't know if this is the American Freedom Tour. Does that seem like something Pompeo would do?
Well, Pompeo is running for president.
Yes, the August 20 event, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. A stop on a roadshow called the American Freedom Tour will feature Trump, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Trump's son Donald Jr., and Dinesh D'Souza. So, yeah, I mean, so Pompeo's
going to go give testimony to the January 6th committee and then appear on the same stage as Trump?
That's
awkward.
That's the schedule, man. August 20th. We'll see if that lineup changes.
Good flag.
You're not going to have a new opening band, I guess. Maybe Eric finally gets a shot.
The less loved Trump son. Not that Donald loves any of them, but let me, Ivanka, of course, but only in a sexual way. Let me read from thehill.com. Former President Donald Trump on Tuesday, that's today, Dom, voiced support for imposing the death penalty as punishment for convicted drug dealers. What do you think about that idea?
I think it's a terrible idea.
Death.
The death penalty in it generally is a bad idea, but death penalty for drug dealers is a terrible idea.
So understand, he's at the American First Policy Institute, Donald Trump, the former.
Does this include the Slacker family or just, you know, the opioid folks, OxyContin?
I'm not sure exactly who he means, but if you'll let me move into the quote, for yourself. The penalty should be very, very severe. If you look at countries throughout the world, the ones that don't have a drug problem are the ones that institute a very quick trial death penalty sentence for drug dealers. If only we had that for seditionists.
I believe we do.
A little bit more.
It sounds horrible, doesn't it? But you know what? The ones that don't have any problem, it doesn't take 15 years in courts. It goes quickly, and you execute a drug dealer, and you'll save 500 lives. It's terrible to say...
It is a little terrible to say, but yeah, there you go, tripling down.
Right.
It's terrible to say, but you take a look at every country in the world that doesn't have a problem with drugs. They're very strong death penalty for people that sell drugs.
So the most fascistic, dictatorial, he's talking about North Korea.
Among other very oppressive regimes. Yes.
What about the right to choice, though? Personal choice. Choice over what one ingests with one owns.
Yeah, that almost seems like, you know, I don't know, freedom to me. But, you know, apparently the freedom is defined differently for, you know, mega insurrectionists as it is for, you know, folks like us.
And you can't tell me Don Jr. wasn't supplying a couple of the frat brothers down at the house.
This is a difference. See, if you get a doctor to give you a script, well, then it's not a drug deal, then it's a prescription. See, that's totally, totally different. Then he gets you hooked on the OxyContin, and they eventually the doctor goes to jail because he gets popped and people start dying. Then you got to go can't quit cold turkey. So you start going and, I don't know, getting some heroin, for example. And then in order to feed that habit, hell, you got some buddies who also no longer have access to the script Oxycontin. You start selling them a little bit of heroin. And next thing you know, you're a heroin dealer and Trump wants to kill you.
Yes, Trump does. He made that statement in D.C. today. He also called for a police squad car to be parked on every corner. Every corner. Squad car on every corner. Trump suggested moving encampments of homeless people out of major cities to large parcels of inexpensive land at the outer reaches of the city and creating tents with medical professionals. Tent cities. Trump tent cities.
That sounds about right.
Trump called for passing laws to give police more authority. Not the Capitol Police so much. And strengthen qualified immunity so law enforcement does not fear repercussions.
Oh, hell no.
He called for a no-holds-barred national campaign to dismantle gangs and organized street crime in America. Well, you're the most organized criminal in America in the short run. The former president called for efforts to defeat violence, except from his own followers, because he never calls to defeat that sort of violence. We've seen the videos from January 6th.
Yeah, how about a squad car in every corner? There are lots of cops at the Capitol when his people were attacking for 100 or over three hours, and he didn't do squat about it. What good is a squad car going to do in every corner?
You want to hear the solution to violence?
To be tough and to be nasty and be mean if we have to.
To be more violent than the violence?
To be more violent through our law enforcement officers than the most violent, hardened criminals on the streets. There's more.
We're living in such a different country for one primary reason. There's no longer respect for the law.
I mean, more ironic words never spoken, Dom.
There's no respect for the law, and there certainly is no order. Our country is now a cesspool of crime.
Yes, and hopefully with your indictment, prosecution, and conviction, that cesspool will be cleaned up just a little bit. Just a bit.
Well, as the author here at TheHill.com notes, Dom, Trump's speech came less than a week after the House committee investigating the J6 2021 attack on the Capitol held a hearing focused specifically on Trump's inaction as his supporters stormed the complex, beating and overwhelming law enforcement in the process. Yeah, you know, a little bit more here. The hearing highlighted a text exchange between two former Trump campaign aides who expressed frustration that Trump did not recognize Brian Sicknick, a Capitol Police officer who died during the melee. Now, we had the guy calling from Austin, Texas yesterday, completely trying to discount the death of Sicknick. Happened on January 7th, but by the time Trump taped that statement that he edited highly on the fly, Sicknick was dead. Keep that in mind. Also, and I can't use the profanity on the FCC regulated airwaves, also, and I'm quoting here, crappy not to have even acknowledged the death of a Capitol Police officer. Former communications director Tim Murtaugh said in the January 9th exchange, "That is enraging to me. Everything he said about supporting law enforcement is a lie."
Yes.
Former Rapid Response Director Matt Volking responded. Yeah, it is. It's all lies. It's going to come tell some in Waukesha later. Later next week. Next Friday.
Very 844-967-2789. We got some callers holding. Let's get to them. They've been patient.
Should we stay or should we go to the Trump rally? I'm going, you know, it's always a no for first, but we'll see if we can convince some folks.
Pizza Box Mike, you are first. Happy Tuesday, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, man, when's that rally? Is it a Saturday?
August 5th, next Friday, Waukesha County Fairgrounds. Don't know the times. I assume it's an evening affair.
You can take me with. I'll pack the mac and jelly. I remember going to one of those WOW rallies where before I joined you guys as great station, I was there in the press conference or the press area with you guys at one of the, what was that? Was that Ozaukee or Washington County we went to? And they handed out the Trump water, and it was so hot in there.
Yeah, that's right. I think that was Ozaukee County. Yep.
And they were passing out and stuff. And then, Dom, remember the reverend that opened the ceremony talking about, you know, he was basically calling Trump the Cheeto Jesus at that point. Remember, he was like, he's carrying the belt of justice across America. And I looked at Dom, and Dom rolled,
delusional.
Your eyes, and I was like, don't let anybody see you do that. Watching us, ready? They were like sharks on the shoreline waiting.
Well, they didn't bite my ass, Michael. You're not afraid of going to a Trump rally, are you? You're a scrappy guy.
I know what not to do. I already look like a Trumper.
Well, you'd have to clean up a little bit to look like a Trumpster.
Not really. Cut off sleeves, jeans, stoned, you know. He's all right.
Maybe pour some beer on yourself.
Camouflage yourself a bit. You got to get a 3%er patch, get some camouflage, you know. You're kind of grubby looking in there, pizza box. You know, Trump looked at that crowd and said, these aren't my people. But, of course, they were. So you might blend in a little bit, man.
I already know I do. I got long hair. I'm 60 years old, over 60, white guy. I look like I'm, you know, pissed off, don't I?
You do. You certainly do, Michael.
You sound like you're a little pissed off, Mike.
You do have that quality about you, sir.
All right, so pizza box.
Capital today. Yeah, go ahead.
So you are down for a yes. We should go and cover the Trump insurrection rally for Tim Michaels.
You should take me with. I'll pack it. I told you that already.
All right, pizza box is a yes. We're keeping
track.
He's
a braver man than you, Don.
844-967-2789. It's not about being brave. It's about being in the presence of scumbags. Speaking of, CJ, welcome to the Devil's Advocates. What do you got for us?
See you next Friday, CJ.
Yes, you will, hey, man.
Are you going to be at the Trump rally in Waukesha County? You got to be at full mast right now, CJ.
Well, it's a beautiful day in Waukesha. A couple of business owners that actually create jobs instead of destroy them. You know, another great number. Yeah, I know you won't hear it on this station unless I bring it up.
Are you implying that we create jobs? Because we have indeed created Waukesha area jobs.
No, I think he's suggesting that Donald Trump is a job creator and Tim Michaels is a job creator. Is that correct, CJ?
Great discovery, Dominic, because, yes, 8,000-plus employees by the Michaels Corporation pay over $500 million a year in salaries.
Well, that's almost as much as he's made in the state of Wisconsin. CJ, are you okay with Michaels taking all that money and earning all that money from government contracts? It seems a little socialistic, don't you think?
Union jobs.
Now you're a union-supported guy? Union, I thought we were right-to-work state. No, I like the union-supporting jobs. You know, I've got no problem with construction workers. No, I got no big issues with that.
I've worked on his job sites, and I tell you what, they get the job done. You know, another record number by this administration, though, consumer confidence at the lowest in how many years? But, of course, that's...
You got to quote your source. You can't just say it and make it so. I believe it might be out there, but quote me a source, buddy.
What do you mean, quote a source? How about the consumer?
Your ass does not count. I'm saying if...
By the Treasury of the United States, Crudy. How about that? Is that a good enough source for you? The old Biden administration, their numbers. So they're terrified because we're looking at 2022. You guys are still worried about 2024. And I tell you what, this is a sad day because... This administration is still in control of what's going on in this country.
Is Michaels your guy then? Because he kind of seems incompetent based on his debate performance.
Yeah, CJ, who you liking in the Wisconsin gubernatorial GOP primary?
At least what Becca had to say, she had policy to offer.
Well, I tell you what, I like them all, actually. I think any of them are better than Ebert. And I tell you what, though, I like the job creator at this point. And DACA... I don't blame him.
Don't blame him for being completely unprepared for the language of politics?
I'm going to put you down for a ram jam, CJ. Since they're all good, I'm going to put you down for a ram jammer. Thanks for the call, CJ. You can join us as well, 844-967-2789.
Why don't you stop talking for a while?